Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Welcome to Aligned and Thriving. I'm your host, Véronique. Today, I talk to Kim. She is an intuitive channel coach, master instructor of Reiki and integrated energy therapy, quantum healer, hypnotherapist, spiritual mentor, and former radio personality. In 2013, the corporate doors began to close and she realized she no longer belonged. She was being called to step into her soul's purpose of being in service to the awakening of humanity. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Hi, Véronique. I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to talk to you today. We love here to have, you know, coaches and talking about meditation, transformation. We're going to have a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
So you're a transformational coach.
Mm-hmm.
You have a transformative coaching program. And you guide people and you empower them and you inspire them to awaken their soul. So let's talk about this. What was the pivotal moment that led you to step into your purpose and you said, okay, I want to be a transformational coach and energy healer also?
Yeah, so there's a few things that I do and that leads people through transformation. I'm also an intuitive channel energy healer, and I'm a medium too, and also a hypnotherapist. So through those modalities, I assist people in moving through transformation. So, I mean, the basis, I would say, the work it is that I do is I help people create their ideal life, whatever that life looks like for them. The way we do that is we identify, well, what's holding you back from living that ideal life? And then once you identify that, you can go in and dissolve what's holding you back and resolve it back into love again, because it's really just imbalances within ourselves. So once we do that, then it creates a clear path forward. And I'd say that the three pillars of the work it is that I do is as an intuitive channel. So I channel higher wisdom to assist my clients in navigating their life, but I also teach them from the highest place, because once you start navigating your life or you're living from the highest you, then you're calling in those realities also, and then life changes. But I also teach people how to do that for themselves, because I feel that that is the most empowering thing that you can do for yourself. And so I teach people how to do that. So the first pillar of the work that I do is engage the soul, because once you engage the soul will tell you all it is you need to know. From there, we can purify your energy through energy healing, because, you know, we go through life and there's a lot of suppressed pain and trauma that we carry within ourselves and our body and our organs. And as they say, there's issues in our tissues. So you can go in and release that which isn't serving anymore and imprint with something like divine love. Divine love. And that changes everything. You can do that across all time and space, across all parallel realities, seen and unseen. And that's incredibly supportive. There's really nothing that energy healing can't support with, whether it be just pain and discomfort, whether it is strengthening your spiritual connection. Actually, Véronique, I'll share my own personal life. I was having energy work done on me when I was going through certification. And it was in that energy healing where Archangel Michael appeared and I could see him. And he helped to embody or I should say, anchor in a higher consciousness belief that, you know what, you can do whatever it is you set your mind to. Because at that time, I had one foot in the corporate world, one foot in this world. And when that happened, it was like, instead of it just being a concept, because I know we've all heard that, you can do what you put your mind to. But it's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to believe it and feel it in your body. And it was during that energy healing session where I felt it in my body and I knew it to be true. So you can purify your energy field through energy healing and all kinds of beautiful things happen. And then the third pillar of my work is, as a hypnotherapist, we go and we upgrade your mind.
Upgrade. Okay.
Because everything starts with the thoughts, with the mind. So if you want to create something new in your life, then you will need to know what it is your beliefs are around that. And then once you understand that, you can work on letting go of those beliefs and replacing them with new ones. And that's what hypnosis helps us, assist us in doing. Now, we can also do those things for ourselves. But I just find that when you engage the soul, you purify your energy field and you upgrade your mind, it just creates a beautiful experience for powerful transformation to happen. So that's the basis of the work I do. It's all about personal power through self-awareness and self-empowerment. People can work with me on an individual, you know, one-on-one basis, but I also offer coaching programs for somebody who, you know, is really looking to create beautiful shifts in their life. And that's what some of my coaching programs do. I offer a few of them. And I also have a meetup group that's focused on spiritual and personal development. And I teach workshops and I come and I speak to beautiful people like you who's just spreading beautiful messages out to your community with all of your guests. And so those are some of the things that I do in my work.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about this in details.
The Archangel Michael, because this is not the first time I hear about this angel appearing to people. So I want to know, do you have to be special? How do you get to this? Because it's always under deep meditation, I know. So you said you were a medium. Did you always knew that you were a medium when you started meditating deeply?
No, I used to be afraid of that.
Yeah, me too. I am very afraid of this.
I used to be afraid of that. You know, I'll tell you, so part of my heritage is Hawaiian. I'm of Hawaiian ancestry. Mm-hmm. And they have so many like ghost stories and things like that that I grew up with that I used to be afraid of that. And then lo and behold, I came into this awareness and ability. Mm. I didn't know that I was a medium until the pathway that led me to that ability and my own spiritual gifts started with meditation.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Plus, it's also part of my soul's journey and path here. That's not by mistake. It's just it happened, you know, it was divinely inspired, divine timing when it all came into be. So, for the first 15 years of my work experience, I spent in the entertainment industry, very, very different. I went to graduate school and I thought I would, you know, climb the corporate ladder and follow that very traditional path that I did for a while. And it served a purpose at that time. And then I was becoming very interested in meditation. And it was through that led me down the path it is ultimately that I'm on today, which is living my life's purpose and passion, really. I'm very passionate about this work because I see, what it does for us in our lives. It completely elevates the life it is we live, and it shows us how that It shows us how it's possible to elevate our life. And it's a natural, organic process that unfolds when you come down this journey of self-awareness, self-discovery, meditation, connecting inward, all of these things. Now, it doesn't mean that once you do that, everybody becomes, you know, a medium or whatever, although I believe that's a part of our natural ability as spirit first. And so it's a very natural part of who we are. It's just we've been taught differently. So a lot of the work that I do is teaching the opposite of what we've been taught. And the opposite of what we've been taught is our higher self. And so once you learn how to connect with that aspect of you, then you will be taught all it is you need to know now to, and that's what becomes incredibly empowering. That's why it's the basis of the work I do. That's why it is, a part of the free offering that I give is I have a step-by-step written tutorial on how to do that. And also a bonus video where we go step, I do it with you in a video. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to question, am I doing it right? Is this what you just follow me and we do it together. And that is actually the same process that I took in that opened up all of my abilities and my awareness. Now, all of our souls have a different mission here. This just so happens to be mine. But I think it is life-changing when you start to connect to that part of you that holds the answers. I can't even tell you how it has supported me in my life in every aspect of my life. It's not anything that, your higher self is the aspect of you that's already achieved all it is you desire. So why wouldn't we want to connect with that part of us?
Yeah.
You can connect with your higher self. You can connect with the higher self of another person to bring in greater clarity and awareness into the dynamic of a relationship that might be. And in fact, this morning alone, I'll share a personal story. There was a situation with a person that I was very concerned about, their health, and it was causing me a lot of fear. And what I did was, well, first, yesterday I had to address those fears within me. And we have the power to do that and to create change there where it is, we notice these things that might come up within us from time to time. But that's the power of the mind. And we could talk about that too. I went into meditation this morning and I connected with my higher self that gave me deeper information around this person's experience and why it was there. And then I connected with that person's higher self, and that person's higher self shared all with me that I needed to bring so much peace and comfort around the importance of that experience, that challenge that they were going through. That was a part of what they needed to experience in order to grow in a certain way, and which was one of their missions in this lifetime, was to experience a growth in a certain way. And that experience was going to give that to them. So, once it is, you have that understanding, that inner knowing, then it can bring so much peace around anything. And you don't take things as personally, and it allows you to move forward with greater ease, all of that beautiful stuff, instead of getting caught in the, spiral of, let's say, negative thinking or thinking of, being fearful, for example. Now, just to address your question earlier of Archangel Michael, do you have to be special? Well, the answer to that question is you have to be you. That's it, because we are all special. We are not, there's not one that's above another. There's no hierarchy. We are all special, and we are all deserving of, and we are all worthy of that experience. If that's what is going to support you at any given time on your path, then that's the experience it is that you can have. You see, you are the creator of that experience. For me, it was incredibly important because now I can share that experience on podcasts like this to show people what is possible. And it also was, when you anchor in a higher consciousness belief, then that changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why he's always the one coming in? Because it's not the first time I hear, Archangel Michael. Like, there's no other name. It's always this one coming in. Maybe you don't know, but I'm just, asking if you do. But because this is not the first time that's the one appearing.
Wow, boy, look at these technical things, huh? So, and sometimes that happens when, you know, when there's, when spirit is involved, but it's paused. So just tell me where to pick up. Yeah, just tell me where to pick up. Am I good? Okay. So I can't remember where I left off or where I started. Oh, why is it always Archangel Michael? So I can pick up from there. So you asked the question, why is it always Archangel Michael that comes in? And the answer is it isn't. You know, there are different archangels that can support you with different aspects of your life, or that maybe you might have a resonance with on a soul level. And so that's there, maybe a contract with on a soul level of who's going to be supporting you in this life. Now, I've worked with, you know, different archangels. Archangel Gabriel is a big, one of my main guides, actually. And I just did a beautiful transmission with Archangel Gabriel that came through just last week about our, you know, human potential. So it, you know, at that point in time, it was Archangel Michael that came through. I've worked with the other archangels as well. And I just want to make clear that we all have the ability, you know, to connect with any of the archangels. And they are just loving us and willing to support us in any time it is that they receive an invitation with us to connect. They are incredibly excited to do so, is just what I'm hearing now.
Okay, you're having a session right now. All right. So when you meditate, how long do you meditate? Because for some people, and even for myself, it's very hard to meditate just to, you know, be calm and don't think about anything. That's why I'm becoming a sound healer now. And it's really good because I can help people meditate for like an hour. I do a guided meditation and the vibration of the sound of the music. It's like an hour where you're like, okay, I'm out. And I think sometimes it's really nice to be guided. So what about you? Do you meditate for 30 minutes, an hour?
You know, it just depends, Veronique. I started off with 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, you have to start small.
Yeah. You start small. And then I was feeling so much love inside that 5 minutes turned into 15, turned into a half hour, turned into an hour. And I couldn't believe I had been sitting there in silence for an hour. But there was just so much love and joy that was coming through that is wow, who would want to leave that place, you know? So there's no time limit, you know, just start small. And it's wonderful. There's so many different ways that it is that we can connect to our own inner wisdom, and sound healing is one of them. You know, sound,
yeah, it is.
Yes, it's one of them. So whatever works for you, you know, there's no instruction manual. And there might be, you know, you might be drawn to sound healing now and then all of a sudden feel more compelled to sit in silence and find that, wow, you know what? It's actually works for you now in ways that it maybe didn't before. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of our spiritual development and evolution new ways of doing things begin to unfold. A higher perspective begins to take form. You know, you might be guided to try something new. Maybe it is going to take a walk or a hike in nature, and that's how you're connecting in. Maybe it's a combination of ways that you connect in.
Yeah. Does it help you with the hypnotism? Because you said you're also an hypnotism. So
I find that it does, Veronique, because in my sessions, I feel I connect to the energy and I'm connecting to that person. Mm-hmm. And I go into a little bit of a trance myself, I have found. But that helps just a very relaxed state because I'm working with the energies, you know? So yes, I do feel that it has helped me. And I notice that in my sessions, how I'm connecting to that person's energy. And also, I'm also connecting upward to my own higher self that's guiding me through, you know, because hypnosis sessions are not predictable. You never know where that person's subconscious mind is going to guide them. Their higher self is going to guide them. So, you know, I have to be able to move with how the session unfolds and see how I'm guided, what to take, you know, what that maybe next step is to guide them through that journey, that process. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's very, very helpful.
Okay. So to go back from the beginning, so you were working in entertainment and then you had that calling. So you actually hired yourself a coach before becoming one, right?
Yes.
Did it help you a lot? Was it like, the light?
First of all, I was always, you know, doing some kind of mentorship and stuff more on the spiritual side.
Yeah.
You know, because it just felt good to be in that energy all the time. But there does come a time, and that's not uncommon, when we start to connect in that way, it just feels so good. Like we just want to stay there, you know, but then there will come a time where it is, you have to actually go out into the world and apply things and evolve in different ways. And one of those ways for me was with business. So ironically enough, even though I, you know, went to graduate school for business and spent 15 years in the business, it's different. I find when you become an entrepreneur and you are the CEO now, you know? So the thing is, and this is why I teach people how to work with their mind and their intuition, is because the intuition is going to guide you. It's going to show you what next steps are. It's always going to lead you to higher grounds. It's going to push you beyond your comfort zone through the wisdom that comes through, so that you can move into an expanded state, into an elevated state, and you get to realize more of your potential, the potential of your potentiality. However, then you will have to follow that up with taking actionable steps. And it's your mind that is going to either be the catalyst that moves you forward or that holds you back. So what happened was, you know, my intuition was guiding me to expand my practice. It's time to expand out. And I was feeling it inside, like, yeah, I'm excited about it. That's right. That's what I feel I want to do in here. This is where, you know, I want what my next creation is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I was all excited. I'm getting started. You know, I'm doing all the things. And then before I knew it, I was hitting really serious roadblocks and feeling incapable of seeing my dream through, of expanding my practice and my work in the way it is I desired. And so, boy, did that stop me in my tracks. And I had to take a look at what was going on within me, because I had never felt incapable in my life in that way. I really hadn't. And I think for that reason, I really feel that entrepreneurship is one of the most courageous paths that, you know, one can take in this lifetime.
I know. That's I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. So
it'll show you where your limitations are. I feel like in a much faster way than maybe other career paths would. One of the things that I realized was, you know, when you're working in a corporate world, it's like you've got all these know how to do that.
Yes. I'm a pro now.
Okay.
Okay. So you are feeling, you said you are feeling.
I'm feeling, for the first time in my life, I felt really incapable. Yeah. And what I soon discovered what it was, I had a flawed mindset. And so I had to work with my own mindset to move the needle forward. And once I uncovered what that mindset was, it was a feeling of being.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Being incapable, but when I dug down deeper, I realized that the bigger belief around that was that I had to do everything by myself. I had to do it all alone.
Yeah.
And so, well, boy, you know, that's impossible, right? To do everything by myself and be a wife, a mother, a cheer mama, this and that, you know, build my business, right? So once I recognized that, then I was able to create shifts where I needed them to be in order to support, you know, my vision and my dream. And so, that anytime it is you want to up level, you're going to have to understand or know what your beliefs are around that. Because your current reality is a reflection of your current mindset.
Yes.
So if you want to up level, then that means you're going to have to up level your mind too. You literally have to change your personality. And people, that might sound kind of harsh, but it's true, because your personality makes up your beliefs, your thoughts, how you feel about things, and then that inspires your actions. So if you have the mindset of, you know, well, things never work out for me, so why even try, right? Yeah. Then how you feel about yourself, well, how does that make you feel about yourself? Doesn't make me feel good, right? I feel my confidence low. I don't feel confident. Things never work out for me. Well, if you have that belief and that's how you feel, then what are you going to do? Are you going to take actionable steps? No, you're not. You're going to withdraw and keep repeating the same life it is that you've had. And then that then reinforces the belief. Yeah. So if you want to up level in any way, you literally have to change your personality. And
is that something that you help with in your program?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the foundations of, you know, the work it is that I do, is uncovering what are your beliefs. So I'll give an example of how that works. So I had a client, we were just getting started in my coaching program. I said, well, what's your main goal? And she says, I want to build wealth. I want to create as much money for myself as I can. And then she said, whoa, wait a second. Hold on. Let's come back to that. And I said, well, why do you want to come back to that? What's going on with what just happened? And she said, well, that sounds really, that doesn't sound very genuine. She says, that just sounds kind of, what word did she use? Just disingenuous. And I said, well, how is it that you want to live your life? And she said, I want to live my life from an authentic place. And I said, well, if you're holding the belief that you want to live your life authentically and you can't be authentic if you're building wealth for yourself, then that is a limiting belief. And your mind will literally sabotage opportunities that come your way that would allow you to build that wealth for yourself. But she didn't have that awareness. And a lot of times we don't, because it's unconscious. It's in the subconscious mind. But the subconscious mind represents to 95% of our mind. And it's a database storage unit that literally holds all of your beliefs, emotions, experiences, everything. And that's really what's running the show. So when you start working with your subconscious mind, then you can create beautiful strides forward, understanding what those beliefs are. But when we're not holding that awareness, she just didn't have that awareness that that's a belief she had, but yet that it was contradicting the goal it is that she wanted for herself. And so what happens is we find ourselves a year from now in the same place that we were, because we just keep repeating the same patterns, what it is we've always known, because the mind will keep us in a familiar place. So what had become familiar to her was that I want to be authentic, and I can't be authentic if I'm, you know, my goal is to generate as much wealth as I possibly can. So that's where it's very, very important to work with the mind. You know, if I held the mindset that I wasn't capable in expanding my business, then that's where I would be. I wouldn't be moving the needle forward. So your desire too has to be greater than any obstacle.
Yeah.
That has to be, you know, than any obstacle. And what happens, you can reprogram your mind by thinking differently, by taking actionable steps, by creating new habits. So that's something else that I work with my clients on too, is creating new habits that incorporate everything from self-care to whatever it is, you know, that goal it is that you're looking to achieve. So I love this quote that I heard from Anthony Robbins the other day. It says, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your habits.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is incredibly true. But creating new habits is reprogramming the mind.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you rewind people mind. And that's exactly what you do. Because you said that your intuition is your greatest superpower. So I guess this is how you help people, new habits, new thinking.
It is your superpower. I can't even tell you how much more. I mean, when we're not, since your highest self is your expanded you, when you're not living from that place, you're living from a lot smaller. You know, you're living small. Yeah. You're living small. So when you combine your intuition and your mindset, then you're living in much greater potential than you could ever live. And the thing is, you know, I study a lot of people's work, like high performers out there, really successful entrepreneurs, and they all know this. The ones that I follow, they are carving out as a part of their daily habits, you know, to work with the aspect of them, that wisdom within them, and to also work with the mind. And the most empowering thing I feel is that we all have intuition. We all have a mind. It is within us. It's not without us. It's not outside of us. So it doesn't get any more empowering than that, than to be able to work with and understand how each works, our own internal resources to create the life it is that we desire. Most people don't even realize that they're creating their experiences in every moment. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people that come to me feel disengaged. They're uninspired with a life that they feel like looks like the same day in and day out. And it does, unless you upgrade your mind, because the mind will always take you back to what's familiar. It is it's primitive. It's primitive. Mm-hmm. It's not logical. It's purposeful. And its purpose is to keep you safe. So that's what it does.
Yeah.
So, you know, an example of this, Veronique, is I have a client that I work with who her dream and vision was to create a business, but she had been 20 years working in the field that she was in. And what we uncovered was, you know, she was showing up late to our coaching sessions, and she wasn't following through with the goals that we had set. And what we uncovered in that process was that she was holding on to her old identity. She wasn't stepping into her new identity of this dream and vision that she had for herself. So she was prioritizing work. Oh, I've gotten all these new responsibilities and I couldn't leave work any earlier. So she was denying herself of her dream and her vision, but she didn't realize that. She was saying that she had guilt of leaving the people on her team who depended on her by stepping into her dream and her vision. So that's what the mind will do too. It'll bring in things like guilt to keep you safe and keep you in a state of what is familiar.
Yeah.
But once you understand that, then you can go, oh, wow, I was holding on to that old identity because that's much more familiar. That's what keeps me safe. That's what I know.
And sometimes you have to leave some people behind because they will keep you from getting.
I mean, that was just something her mind was telling her. It wasn't even that wasn't even the issue. It was just something her mind was telling her to keep her in what was familiar.
Yeah.
You see? So we have to think differently. We have to think a different way and take different action when it is we want to create something new. We're programmed to the level of the reality it is we are living. And the mind, you know, learns through repetition. So you have to keep repeating to the mind what it is you are wanting to create. And then the mind goes, ah, that's our new reality now. That becomes what's familiar. And the old reality then becomes unfamiliar.
Do you work with like mantras in your meditation or affirmation? Like, you know,
I absolutely do. That's a part of reprogramming the mind. So yes, you can uncover what your limiting belief is. So I just did this the other day, Veronique. So I was realizing I was having fear come up. And I'll have to say this was one of the most strongest levels, palpable feelings of fear that I think I've ever felt. And it was really, boy, it was really disruptive to, you know, it was disruptive on all levels. It was that strong, that palpable. And that's not common for me. Like, I don't stay down for long. Mm-hmm. But I had to work with that fear and actually set time aside, prioritize that. You see, once you start elevating consciousness, you realize, you recognize the importance of prioritizing yourself first.
Yeah.
So the old way of being might have been, nope, I've got all this work I need to do. I need to get, I've got to do this, that, and the other. And that takes priority. Well, when you start to elevate in the consciousness, you start to recognize the value of you. You know, so it's not always easy, but it's through awareness. That's why I say personal power through awareness. You go, oh, wait a second. I'm going to carve out this time for me because I really want to get to the bottom of what this fear is. So you can work with your subconscious mind to show you, well, wait a second, what is the fear that I'm feeling? And it will, like, you know, like ChatGPT, if you were to say, what fear am I feeling? You know, ChatGPT spits it out in bullet points. Your subconscious mind will do that for you, too.
Okay.
So once you uncover what those limiting beliefs are, you know, for me, it was beliefs that created feelings of fear. Then you can say, wait a second. No, those are not the beliefs it is that I want. And so, well, what I ask myself the next one, well, what belief is it? What beliefs do I want? And you can address each one of those limiting beliefs and turn it into a belief it is that you do want.
The limiting belief I have for myself, it doesn't happen often, but it happens in a while when I really want something and that thing happened very fast and very good. I have like imposter syndrome. I'm like, what? Did it really happen? Or is it really going to happen? I'm like, I don't think, do I deserve this? And after I get over it quickly, but I always have that feeling. If it happens too fast, and because, you know, I really work on it, I meditate, or I really, you know, visualized a lot of stuff. And I work on it, of course, I did step to work on it. But when it happens very fast, I have always that imposter syndrome.
And what does that imposter syndrome tell you? What do you say to yourself with that?
You don't belong here. You shouldn't be here.
You shouldn't be here.
It's not for you.
This is not for you.
Yeah. Or you didn't work enough to get it.
You didn't work enough to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's this one the most, yeah. Yeah.
So let me share something with you that I used when I came across imposter syndrome in a particular situation. So you can work with the power of your mind here too. Mm-hmm. Because not only can your subconscious mind tell you what your limiting belief is, but it can also tell you why it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm listening. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, and it will remind you, because again, it's like a database storage unit, right? That's filed away all the reasons, all the things that would show you why you do belong there, why you have worked hard enough, why you are deserving enough. And that is pretty eye-opening too. It'll bring up things, you know, I do this oftentimes in workshops that I hold. My signature workshop is called Architect Your Destiny, Learn How to Create Your Ideal Life Through Mindset Mastery and Intuition Development. So when we start working with the mind, when you start working with the mind, it is unbelievable what it will show you are your beliefs. But then when you go, wait a second, I don't believe that I deserve this because I haven't worked hard enough. Boy, it'll be like a filing cabinet that opens with files that come up of all the reasons why you deserve that. Mm-hmm. The, you know, credentials that you have, the work experience that you have, the people you've supported with your knowledge and wisdom, everything. It'll show you this experience. Oh, yeah. Remember that when that happened? Oh, yeah. Remember this? That it's amazing. And so you can go from one state of being to a complete, to an elevated state of being within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. How powerful your mind is. That's how powerful you are. That's how empowered you are. So when you have those imposter syndrome beliefs, right, it keeps you down. What happens when you have those beliefs? You will hold yourself back from taking actionable steps, taking that, moving the needle forward towards what it is you're desiring. But then you can go, wait a second, I know this isn't true. And I'm going to work with my mind to remember why it's not true. And your mind will help you with that too. Then you can take those beliefs and create them into positive affirmations for yourself, because the mind learns through repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to keep repeating what the new belief is. That's why hypnosis works, right? Because you might get a recording of that hypnosis where there are beautiful, positive suggestions in that hypnosis that keep replaying, and you keep replaying, reprogramming the mind. But you can do that for yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
By what it is you tell yourself, by those positive affirmations.
So is it part of the, I don't know if you already talked about that program, the Beyond Limits coaching program? Is that part
of
it?
Yes. So I have a coaching program. It's a 90-day coaching program that's called Beyond Limits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I like to say it's an accelerated pathway to an elevated life. And that's what it does. It takes you beyond limitation. So when you start clearing up those limitations, you're living in much greater freedom. When you're living from a place of freedom, opportunities start to present themselves. Yes. And it's amazing what can happen, how quickly that can happen.
I think that's what's scary. When it's too quick, you're like, what? Already?
Well, yes, you can hold yourself back from fear too. You know, what fear of success. Or fear of, you know, your life shifting and changing.
Yes, the change. Right? Some are scary also, the change.
Well, it can be exciting though.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell yourself something different. You've been telling yourself it's scary when that happens. Tell yourself something different.
It's exciting. Yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah. Look at all the opportunities that are coming my way. Look at, mm-hmm. you know, what I can do now and how I can impact greater, you know, greater audiences, whatever it is that is opening up for you. right? So opportunities start to present themselves, then you can start to consciously create your life from a whole different place, an elevated place. You're consciously doing it. People aren't usually consciously creating their life if they don't understand their part in creation and they don't see themselves as creations or create or the creator. But once you do, life changes. So just like for me, you know, that fear was coming up and it was really like, it was a bit debilitating because my inspiration was overshadowed by the fear, my creativity gone out the window. How can you create when you're in a place of fear, right? How could I muster up the desire to, you know, write an article or do something, you know, that's a part of my work? Why couldn't? I couldn't. I had to take a look at that fear. And then once I was able to dissolve it by doing the things it is I know how to do and what I teach other people how to do it, now I'm like a whole new person. I'm like, let's go. Let's get this party started. I'm back, you know, in the saddle again. I'm ready to move forward. So that's what's possible. We don't have to stay in that place. You know, a lot of people that come to me, they feel stuck. They feel overwhelmed. They're wanting to feel excited, but they're not. They have this vision for themselves. They know that they're meant for more. But for whatever reasons, they're holding themselves back. Again, from fear, maybe overwhelm, self-sabotage. You know,
don't know where to start.
When you're clouded with lower consciousness beliefs, it holds a density to it. And that density will keep you stuck. But once you clear that up, you feel like you're holding the world in the palm of your hands. You always have been. You just couldn't see it because of those beliefs that would have you feeling and thinking and doing or not doing what it is that would allow you to live that dream and vision.
Yeah. Well, that's so good that, you know, you're doing that kind of work. And I hope that people, you know, find you and do your program. Is that maybe something you want to add? I didn't ask, because without even me asking, you answer a lot of my questions, and that was great. Is there something you want to add, you know, for the listeners?
You want to tell yes, them? You know, you are meant. You didn't come here to play small.
That's a good one. Yeah,
you did not come here to play small. That's true. That's not the truth of who you are. And mm-hmm. if you are looking to create a higher life for you and those around you, then it is possible. It is absolutely possible. You know, I just to go back earlier, you know, when I said I hired myself a coach, mm-hmm. you want to work with somebody who has done what it is you want to do. You don't want to spin your wheels, you know, trying to figure it out and taking so much longer than is needed to get from point A to point B. You can do it in a much more, I'm all about being effective and productive now. And I see the benefits because I've experienced it. If there's something that I want to learn, I will find the person who has done it successfully and I will learn from them and I will invest in me because I'm worth it. And because if you have a vision for yourself, that vision is there for a reason. That represents your potential. That represents what's possible. But we didn't come here to, you know, do it alone. We didn't. And that's what we're being called to do. It's a part of our elevation of consciousness is what's called, right, unity consciousness, coming together, supporting one another, inspiring one another, encouraging one another, sharing with one another.
Amen to this. Yes. Yes.
So for that reason alone, I will never be without a mentor or coach ever. Because if I can learn from somebody else, I'm there. So if likewise, if there's something that I can support you with, because I've already done it and I've done it successfully, I am here for you. You know, I want everybody to step into their full potential, because life takes on so much more meaning, purpose, when we do that. When we do that. And then it becomes very exciting. And then you want more of it. And that's your that's your soul in action, you know? That's why I teach people how to connect to their soul. That's what happens when you do these things.
Yeah. Now learning the sound healing, I got a mentor for the first time in my life. I never had a mentor before.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is one of the great, you know, great thing to do for your for yourself. Like you said, you know, invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just quickly, I had a mentor. I was taking a workshop, right? So yes, he was a mentor. And he said, I'm going to teach you this exercise. I'm going to teach you how to do, I forget what we're learning, but he said, you know, what I'm teaching you, I'm going to teach you in 5 minutes, but it took me 5 years to learn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, he was saying that, or it took you 5 years?
He was saying that.
He was saying that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'm going to teach you, I'm going to teach you in 5 minutes, but it took me 5 years to learn. And why wait 5 years?
Yeah.
Why wait 5 years when you could, you know, be living an elevated life now? Why wait? We're being called to step into that, to recognize our true potential. And just imagine what the world would look like if everybody was living from that place.
Paradise.
Yes.
We get there one day.
The more, and here's the thing too, when we're doing that, we're contributing to the greater good. We are contributing to humanity, because if I'm sharing my story and it inspires somebody, then they're inspired to do it. And then the people around them, and this is what happens. This is what I notice. The people that are in my program, they come back to me. They in our sessions, they say, you know what? My family's noticing a change in me.
That's good.
My friends are asking me what I'm doing. So we have the ability to inspire other people by the choices it is we make and the life it is we're living. So you are contributing to humanity when you do things like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Kim, for saying that. So where can people find you? I will put, of course, everything in the show notes.
Yes,
so where can
absolutely.
They find you?
So you can find me, the best way to find me, KimberlyThalken.com. That's just KimberlyThalken, the last name, a little tricky, Thalken.com, KimberlyThalken.com. You know, come connect with me, share with, I want to know what your dreams are. What are your, what's your vision for you? Let's talk about that. Share that with me. Share that with me. I want to hear, I want to know. And ultimately, I want to show you how that's possible.
Okay. So we're just going to end up with that. Thank you very much, Kimberly, for talking to us and sharing all your wisdom. I love the conversation. And I think that we could have talked even more. So maybe you can come back, I don't know, for another topic, because I really, really love the conversation. I was just listening to you and I agree with everything she's saying.
I would be honored. There's always more to talk about.
Yeah.
I would be honored.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. So outside of the podcast, because I really like the conversation. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes, and this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.